Soundpoint 7.
Across the road, between the tall red building and the short white building, was the apple tree. By the side of the apple tree, there was an alleyway. Down the alleyway were three cottages. Very small, but I used to visit one because the lady that owned the apple tree, her daughter lived in one with her children. The apple tree was a tea room. You had to go upstairs to it. And so it's not a sort of a tea room that you walked into and felt that comfortable in, I don't think, because my aunt used to take an old gentleman there on Thursdays, and he used to go there to have coffee and a chat with all the elder businessmen of the town. It was quite the talk of the town and very busy on Thursdays and Saturdays. Market was here with the farmers.
Yes, the Apple Tree Tea Room, that was quite a posh tea room. That was next door to the Angel Pub.
The first building on that side was the Angel Public House. Then you got Moritz Cafe. And on a Thursday, they did the farmers' dinners and things like that because it was market day, you see. Market day was on a Thursday. And Moritz was well attended then. 1930, all the 1930s. Then you got Broughton and Wilkes's, with Mr. Broughton living next door at 39A. And Mr. Broughton committed suicide on the 10th of September 1939, because my brother Gil and me fetched him out of the canal on Sunday morning. And that was it. They fetched the beer from the corporation yard and took him down to the morgue. Then a passage into Factory Street. Then Broughton and Wilkes's Ironmongers. And that was the biggest shop. And EMC, Empire Meat Company. Then there's a passage up into Dawson's Garage, where he got five or six chocolate buzzes up there. Then in the corner was Horace Salmon's sweet shop. And his factory was in North Bar, where they made the sweets. A penny bag of the sweets from the bottom of the jars. Like, yeah, what they got to offer. Yeah.